the ninth day of February 2025. This meeting was posted. Marion County Clerk, Ms. Kimberly Wise, on the second day of February 2026 at 2:38 p.m. Today present is myself, County Judge Leroy DeFleur, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. General Ashley, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Patterson, Commissioner 3, Paul Lee Webb, Commissioner Precinct 4, Mr. Jared Armour Lee. We will start with the prayer and the pledge. Commissioner Patterson, if you'll lead us in the prayer, please.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day you've given us today. We ask for your knowledge and wisdom in order to make the right decisions for Marion County. We ask that you bless all the people represented, Lord. And we ask for your help in each and every way. And we give thanks, praise, and glory to thee, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Texas flag, honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Begin with item number one, the consent agenda.
Monthly reports, District Clerk, December 25, County Clerk, January 26, Sheriff, January 26, JP Precinct 2, January 26, Treasurer, December 25, and Treasurer of the fourth quarter of 25. And those are our monthly reports.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda as written.
Thank you.
Second. Motion made by Lee, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number two, discuss to take action on payroll from January 1st to 15th, 2025, and January 16th through 31st, 2020. Let me back up a moment. We're going to discuss and take necessary action on payroll from January 1st through the 15th of 2026 and January 16th through the 31st of 2026.
Okay. On 1/15/2026 is the payroll transfer of $110,831.75. That was our net pay. Federal tax deposit that same date was $32,384.42, and that was our payroll taxes. On 1/31/2026, there was a payroll transfer for net pay of $112,109.38, and it was a federal tax deposit the same day, $32,752.07 for payroll taxes. Also, on 1/31 to TCDRS, for our January 2026 retirement, it was $54,855.29. And then we had our fourth quarter state fines and fees all on 1/30/2026. Fourth quarter 2025 civil state fines and fees was $2,698.90. Fourth quarter 2025 criminal state fines and fees was $14,369.88. Fourth quarter 2025 specialty court cost was $246.81. And fourth quarter 2025 child safety seat fines was $37.50.
Motion to approve the payroll from January 1st through 15th, 2026 and January 16th through 31st of 2026 as presented by our Treasurer, Ms. B.J. Westbrook.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by favor.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number three, discuss taking necessary action on resolution supporting legislation to exempt Texas counties from the state hotel occupancy tax. All right, bear with me.
Got it here.
Whereas Texas counties are the functional arm of state government and are responsible for the operation management of numerous state programs as required and authorized by Texas state law. Whereas Texas Texas counties provide essential state services to constituents at the local level, of which are fully or partially supported with funds dispersed by the state of Texas through the state appropriations process, and whereas Texas counties are required by law to provide for the continuing education and professional development of county officials and employees, often requiring travel and overnight stays, that are subject to the state of Texas hotel occupancy tax, and whereas the state of Texas currently exempts from hotel occupancy tax several entities, including federal agencies, state government officials and employees, and certain charitable organizations, charitable, educational, and religious organizations, but does not exempt county governments, their officials or employees, and whereas Linn counties, as political subdivisions of the state, even though in the Texas state constitution, county governments are known as a, I started that with a word in my brain.
Political subdivision?
No. A creature of the state. A creature of the state. Whereas when counties as political subdivisions and or creatures of the state pay the state hotel occupancy tax from revenues generated through local property taxes, it results in an inefficient practice known as tax churn, in which one taxing entity collects taxes from another taxing entity, ultimately increasing the financial burden on local property taxpayers. And whereas exempting Texas counties from the state hotel occupancy tax would reduce the inefficiency, improve governmental accountability, and help alleviate the impact of rising local property taxes on Texas citizens. And whereas the exemption would further align counties with other government and nonprofit entities already recognized under state laws exempt from this sales, or excuse me, this tax, ensuring consistent and equitable tax treatment across all public entities. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Marion County Commissioners Court does hereby find that it is the best interest of Texas counties and their taxpayers to support and favor the passage of legislation that exempts counties, their officials, and employees from paying the state of Texas hotel occupancy tax when traveling on official county business. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution be forwarded to the members of the Texas legislature representing this county and the Texas Association of Counties for distribution and advocacy in support of this legislation. Approved and adopted by the Marion County Commissioners Court on this day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Gentlemen, I don't know why this hasn't already been done, but here it is. This is a resolution supporting Texas County to be exempt from the Texas State Hotel Occupancy Tax. I would like to make a motion that we pass this resolution as written and presented by myself. Motion by myself, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any further discussion? Item carries. I assume no one's voted. Item carries. All right, item number four. Discuss and take necessary action on full bids for property struck off to Marion County as presented by Tax Assessor Collector and our law firm, Linebarger Group, made by Stacy Killingsworth, our attorney with Lyman Barger. Thank you for being here. Karen, thank you for being here. And last but not least, Lee, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Lee, she makes our work go around. Thank y'all for having us. Good morning. I have a couple. There are five different tracts today, and all of these have previously been to sale. So when we take them to sale, the legislature and the laws tell us what to offer them after the minimum bid. We did that and no one purchased them. So they have been struck off, some for many years. And now all of these have offers to purchase them for the full minimum bid that would have been paid at the tax sale. So everyone will be made whole as if it had been sold at the tax sale. The first one is T00562, it's parcel 11997, lots 168 and 169, Indian Hill, Section C. We now have a full price bid from Troy and Robin Bishop for $3,000. And this has been struck off. It went to sale back in 1997. The second tract is these are the cause numbers, T01992, parcel 14620, lot 422, Section D, Pine Harbor. We now have a full price bid from Pamela McFarland for $500. And this has been struck off since March 2011. The next one is clause number T02370, parcel 15991, lot 781, section H, Pine Harbor. We have a full price bid from Dawn and Amelia Wheeler in the amount of $1,574.10. This property went to sale and was struck off in May 2014. The fourth item is T02375, parcel 16025, lot 823, section H, Pine Harbor. And we now have a bid from Dawn and Amelia Wheeler in the amount of $622.05, and that is a full price bid. It went to sale originally in September 2014 and was struck off. The last one is clause number T02614, parcel 1526. It's a 1 acre, abstract 18, W.H. Burton. And we have a bid from Lumisphere LLC for
$612.
Our bid is $612.17. That is a full price bid, as if it had been sold at the original tax sale, which was in February 2018, and no one bid on it at that time.
Because you said 600, but yeah. So we just eliminate the first one, and it's $1,612.17 for that acre.
That's correct.
$1,612.17.
My point is
$1,612. Okay, I had too many numbers coming. The T02614, which is the last one, parcel 1526, is $1,612.17.
Correct.
I'll make a motion to accept these bids for these five properties that were received in full bids as presented by Lyon Burton and Stacy.
Second.
Motion by Ashley, second by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Gentlemen, do you have any further questions?
Thank you.
Yeah. We have several more. We're glad to get them back on the tax roll. As you can see, most of these are low value. So for people to want them and be taking care of them, it's a good productive thing for the county. Yeah.
And when does the next tax sale come up?
March 3rd.
March 3rd.
Yes, sir. The list will be out very soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
They'll have the tax sale.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
How many? 30?
30.
Yes, sir. And then I've got about 7 more that's going to come to you, the first agenda in March.
We're looking at March 9th, is that on y'all's calendar, to come back for some more of these that have previously gone to sale, did not get sold, and now we have people.
Yes, that's our next
question. Okay, we're tentatively, that's our plan, unless something comes up, and we'll get with Sandra and make sure we get on the agenda.
23rd of February?
No,
March
9th. March 9th.
But March 9th is the meeting, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Item number 5, discuss and take necessary action on revised interlocal agreement with the City of Jefferson covering shared services and responsibilities ending September 31st, 2026, renewal for 1 year term. The City of Jefferson has hired a new local attorney. They assume we're going through some things and wanted to make some changes to a few contracts, one of them being ours. Most of it is just grammatical revisions. Nothing says that we owe them any more money or they owe us any more money. It's basically just cosmetic. Shannon looked at it. She's good with it. We had Tim look at it. He's good with it.
The main thing they changed was our contracts are set for our fiscal year, and they changed the contract to be in alignment with the end of their fiscal year, which is September. That was the main change. That's why we had to bring it back.
Any questions, concerns? I will entertain a motion.
necessary action on revised interlocal agreement with the City of Jefferson covering shared services and responsibilities ending September the 31st, 2026, renewable for a one-year term.
Second. Motion and affirmation by Commissioner Ashley, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We are not going into the executive session, so we're going to skip item number six. Item number seven. Item number eight, discuss take necessary action concerning the water and sewer infrastructure, House Bill 500 appropriations project. I have nothing to report. Shannon, do you have anything?
No, I need to try to call that guy this week.
Okay.
I heard
him. So would there be applications in the paper for anyone interested in?
Leland and I talked about that. I'm planning on getting that together. I have not started it yet. I have a big report due at the end of February, so once I finish that, I'll jump on
that. Is there a fine line on who qualifies and who does not?
Yes.
For this grant? Not for profit, I guess, would be the ones that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really have all the details yet. I've talked to the guy, and he's just given me like the bare minimum. Like the first step was we actually have to apply, and then we have to go from there. And so I don't really know all the other guidelines. Who's never done one of these before, so.
But as the judge mentioned, there's not a deadline on this.
No.
So, I'm good.
Like with most things we do around here, we don't need to get in big a hurry. All right, item number nine, discuss taking any necessary action on updates regarding the hospital building. There was no action taken on item number eight. Item number nine, we have waiting on a contract from the company has sent that to Tim and I for us to look at and discuss. We'll bring that back to the court when we've got everything ready on that. So unless you guys have anything, I don't have any updates on item number nine. Definitely no action needs to be taken. However, before we get out of here, would you mind signing it?
Okay.
Right there, sir.
Thank you.
You want to be to the left of his signature, right above your name.
I'll be 70 this year, they're preparing.
Doing some dry lines.
Yeah.
Making sure you still know your name. So far.
Wasn't me.
Not this time.
What a surprise.
Not this time. We love you, though.
Exactly. Expression of love.
I love it. All right, Commissioner Anderson.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion to adjourn by Ashley, second by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.